am Shehzad Iqbal Shaam, and I did my PhD from Islamabad in Islamic law, and I am an associate professor at Sharia Academy, International Islamic University, and I am head department of correspondence courses, Sharia Academy, for the last near about 25 years.
My name is Muhammad Akram. I'm a graduate of International Islamic University, Islamabad, and I've done PhD from the University of Erfurt, Germany. My specialization is comparative religions. I'm assistant professor in the Department of Comparative Religion.
MashaAllah. Welcome.
My name is Kaiser Shahzad. I have a PhD in philosophy from Punjab University, Lahore, and I'm also teaching at the Department of Comparative Religions in the Faculty of Islamic Studies, International Islamic University, Islamabad. And this is my third visit to this beautiful city of yours. So,
yeah. Rather beautiful city of ours.
Yeah.
MashaAllah. Yes,
I do add it.
Yes, MashaAllah.
I do hope that you would not be annoyed. This is our city.
This is of course a Quranic principle, and it's the ideal which we should all be pursuing. But practically, there are a lot of problems. We need to understand how to manage our internal diversity in terms of different understandings of our religion, Islam, and ethnic diversity and cultural diversities, because Muslims and Muslim world, it's not a monolithic entity. We have certain differences. So when we learn how we can manage our differences, how we can manage our diversity, then we can proceed towards unity.
I would like to add something to the speech and to the ideas delivered by my brother, that with the passage of time, we would be able to overcome all these problems. And with the passage of time, not a jerk of pen or within a night or within a couple of days.
By unity, we do not mean an elimination of differences, but by unity, we only mean management
of the differences.
Differences. We will be different. The variety will remain because it is part and parcel of how God has made these things, how He wants the world to be. So all that we have to learn is how to manage our differences. There are things which are more important and there are things which are less important. So if this is a time which calls for disregarding our differences and focusing on our common principles, so I think we should do that.
Do you know of the Islamic author, Mr. Adnan Oktar, or his pen name is Harun Yahya?
Yeah, we know him. He's a good scholar, he's a prolific writer. His books have been translated in our language, Urdu as well. So, and they are available in our...
They are very popular.
They are very popular book. They are available in our library, in our bookstores. So he's a good scholar.
And he's doing great service.
He's doing great service.
Especially in Darwinism and materialism, he struggles.
Yeah, I think we have been discussing that book. Yeah, through his books, he is contributing a lot towards clearing some misconceptions which are in the minds of many young Muslims, because he is well versed in modern disciplines and also in traditional sciences. So I do think he is contributing a lot in this regard.
Yeah. And his books are all around the world. His books are spreading all around.
In
China, in Russia.
Yeah.
His books are reading all around the world.
So this shows that there is something in his work.
MashaAllah.
Yeah.